This day, a day of liquid sunshine, we give you thanks and praise. For through the rain and the sunshine you give us, we are watered and grow. Thank you, Lord. For we are watered and we grow not only from the rain that you give us, but the rain that you give us in your word, the words of eternal life. Lord, bless our hearing of these words. And now as we reflect upon them, may the word of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Therefore, you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour. For this reason, another translation says, you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour when you do not think he will. Ready or not, here he comes. So how do you do on getting ready, being prepared for anything? Do you ever think you have everything already lined up and everything prepared and everything timed out perfectly and you're ready to go and things are all lined out and what happens? You forget something. I mean, how was the timing of your Thanksgiving dinner? Was the turkey or the meat that you're using, was that timed perfectly with the side dishes so that everything came together at the exact same moment so that all you had to do, like if you did a turkey, it had rested its 15 minutes so that it could be carved perfectly and the juices ran out of it and it sat on the plate and the platter ready to eat. And at the same time that it's resting and placed on the table, steam rising from it, you pulled out the casseroles and other side dishes. And it was perfect. Just like on TV, right? You had it ready, right? You had it timed out specifically. You're watching the clock and you got everything going on timing. How'd that work? How was your preparation? How ready were you for dinner? And over the years, it's gotten better, hasn't it? But sometimes, what happens? Something get in the way? Things happen along the way. And so we have our gospel reading for today, where we're told to get ready for the coming of the Son of Man. So how many times have you been told to get ready? Do you ever get tired of getting ready? I mean, let's be honest. If we look at it, depending on our age and where we're at, and we're getting ready for Christmas, we're getting ready for Emmanuel to come, we're getting ready for God with us to come into our lives now, today. And we got all the sales, right? People are getting ready. They're lining up outside for Black Friday to go in and get that great deal. And some of them are so anticipating the event that they sleep overnight for that $1.60 that they could save. Or in some places they got into fights or guns were pulled and people were shot at some instances. Or better yet, they were so ready for Black Friday. In one community in South Africa, a fight broke out over a bargain deal on toilet paper. My only thing is I hope it's more than one ply. Hey, that was in the news. I can't make it up. It was in the news. A fight broke out over toilet paper. It's a season of getting ready. That's what Advent is all about. It's a time to get ready for the coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And how do we get ready for him to come? How do we prepare for him to come into this world and into our lives. So let's take a little bit closer look at our reading from Matthew. And a couple things to put in perspective as we look at it a little closer, as you reflect on it, because I'm going to ask you to do something for the season of Advent. So let's back up. The reading that we have this morning from the 24th chapter of Matthew is located in which part of the gospel? Do you know? It's a reading that takes place during Holy Week. Jesus is talking to his disciples and his followers, and he's trying to get them ready for what event? His crucifixion and his death. And so they don't, unknowing about that, he's telling them, be ready, because you don't know what time things are going to take place. And the only one who really knows is God, the Father. Even the Son does not know, but he knows he must be ready. So Jesus is telling him to get ready. He's had the triumphal entry into Jerusalem. Get ready now, because we don't know what's going to happen next. And so, what do? Now, there's another condition or another thing to take a look at when we look at the Gospel of Matthew. We know that it's taking place at that time. But we also know that this is all taking place, the Gospel of Matthew, between two pillars on Emmanuel. The first pillar on Emmanuel, or the first phrase that's used on Emmanuel, is Matthew 1:23, which says, behold, a virgin is with child. And she will give birth, and his name will be called Emmanuel, God with us. The last time we have a reference to Emmanuel is Emmanuel himself, who, talking to his disciples during a post-resurrection appearance, he has been resurrected from the dead, and he tells his disciples in Matthew 28:20, behold, I am with you always, to the end of the age. Emmanuel, the one we prepare for, the one we get ready for, that we're going to celebrate Christmas Eve, that we're going to celebrate Christmas Day. God with us is coming to us and says, get ready, I'm coming. And if we take a look at the world today, if you looked at the newspapers on the internet today and the news media, and you hear about people fighting over toilet paper, people fighting over big screen TVs or small screen TVs, they're fighting over all sorts of other stuff. There was a video that was posted on Facebook that one of my friends put out there, that he posted of a fight at dinner on Thanksgiving in a family where the one son who'd come home actually turned all the tables over with the food on him. He was so angry. It's in the midst of all of this, as we gather together, that we're told, get ready, because all of that is going to be taken care of. Now, I don't know about you, but you ever get tired of getting ready? We get ready all the time. You get up every morning, you got to get ready for what? Work, school. What else are you getting ready for? You got to get ready to drive the car. You got to put gas in the car to drive somewhere. Or you got to get ready to put your shoes on to go walk, to go someplace. Oh, I'm hungry. You got to get ready to eat. You just don't go and grab something to eat. You got to prepare something to eat. We're always in a state of readiness, a state of preparation, a state of waiting. And do you ever get to that point? Do you ever get to that point where you go, okay, Lord, you say you're coming. Would you come already? I'm fighting this, I'm fighting that. I've got my prayers, my hopes, my dreams, all my concerns for everything going on, and I just want a simple answer. When are you going to come? We celebrate your initial coming, but when are you going to come and take care of all these things that I got around me? And that's when I realized, this past week, I did what a former professor of mine told me to go do in preparation for preaching. He said, what you do is you go take the gospel text for that day or any text, but in this case, the gospel text, and you read that first, and then you go back to the beginning of the gospel, in this case, Matthew, and you read the gospel of Matthew. So I went and I did that, and I understood. I'd done some extra study and found out the Emmanuel, the two pillars. Behold, she's with child, and he'll be called Emmanuel, and he'll be with us always. And what I realized as I was reading through the Gospel of Matthew, that each and every one of us lives our lives between God with us, the promise of the child, and that child's promise to us to always be with us. Think about that for a minute. God promises to be with us in the midst of life, the good and the bad. He promises to be with us and walk with us up the mountains, down the mountains, into the valleys, the hills, the heat, the rain, the sunshine. He says he's always going to be there and he's going to take care of us. And in the Gospel of Matthew, as you read the Gospel of Matthew, you go along and you hear about what? What's Jesus do? He heals people physically, spiritually, emotionally, mentally, and helps them along the path. What else does he do? He feeds them. We got the feeding of the 5,000, the feeding of 4,000. He feeds people along the way, not just physically, but spiritually, and helps them live their lives. He forgives their sins. What else does he do? He casts out demons. The demons in our own lives he casts out. And so in waiting, and that's what we're called to do, he wants us to wait and be obedient. Does he leave us alone in our waiting? No. He promises what? To be there. To be with us. To walk with us. Because our preparation doesn't always tell us exactly how things are going to come out. You know how that is. You prepare for something, and it goes exactly how you thought it would go. Thanksgiving dinner. It went exactly how it went. The mashed potatoes you made from real mashed potatoes have no lumps. Right? There are no lumps in them. I think that's what makes some good mashed potatoes, is you got lumps. You know exactly what's going to take place, when it's going to take place. Life is that predictable. There was a supply officer I worked with years ago, and he was a little, shall we say, OCD, obsessive compulsive. He was one of those, and I've used him as an example before, but he was one of those that would say, had his life, I will now go take a shower. I mean, we were living in quarters on an exercise. I am now going to go take a shower. He announced it to everybody. That's nice, Mike. Go take the shower. I really don't care. Then he'd come back and he'd say, I have finished showering. Oh, yay. And one night we're sitting there, we're going to watch a movie. There's 30 of us living in this one barracks, and we're going to watch a movie, and this is what's going on. He goes, no, I'm not going to watch the movie. I'm reading this book. Okay. Your bunk, your cot is 3 from the screen, but you're going to sit there and read. He goes, well, I have a reading light. Not a problem. So we're watching the movie. He comes back in. He gets ready to read, and he sits down on his bunk, and he goes, I will now read for an hour. Proceeds to read for an hour and goes, I am done reading. That's nice. Would you be quiet? We're trying to watch a movie. Well, you think that's bad? His wife was pregnant. Ran into him in Washington, D.C., and his wife is pregnant. And he is so excited, and I remember having a conversation with him. He is so prepared, you wouldn't believe. You got to understand, this guy had... He was a Marine. He had 2 sea bags, one that, because we always had to be ready to go someplace. The exception was he kept them packed with a list posted on the door that when he took something out, he checked it off. And when he put it back in, he wiped the little grease pencil off. We're in the field and all that, and you pack stuff in gallon-sized bags and all that to keep dust and dirt out of them. He's one of the few guys I ever know who folded his dirty laundry and repacked it. So his wife is pregnant with their child, and you got to be ready, right? You got to be ready. And he had already had a list made out on when the child was going to eat, when the diapers were going to be changed. Really? You're going to program the child? We try to do that in getting ready. We think that our readiness and preparation and all that is going to make everything go exactly how we expect it to be. But it doesn't work that way. But we're told to get ready because in getting ready, we're able to handle the situations as they come to us. We might have to think a little bit different or change things a little bit different in the manner in which we do them. But that preparation, that getting ready, gets us ready to rejoice in the gift that's going to be given to us. Between the promise of Mary being with child and that child promising to be with us always, we live the life between that and the Gospel of Matthew, getting ready because we never know what's next. We never know what that phone call may be or driving down the road. I mean, you drive, right? You go down the freeway. Everybody do exactly. You've never been cut off, right? Everybody stays in their lanes. Right? Maybe. You know, you look at your relationships. Your relationships go exactly how you want them to, right? There's never a disagreement. Everybody agrees exactly what they want for dinner when you ask. But are you ready? Yeah, you're ready. You got food in the house. What do you want to eat? Let's fix something to eat. That's what he's talking about, is we have to get ready. Ready for him coming to us as an infant, as a child. And he comes at that time in a manner in which we don't expect. That's not what Israel was looking for. Wasn't a king in that. And he didn't come to overthrow the world. He came to be a part of it and to save it. And we have people now that you think of his Christ coming again, and we're ready for him coming, and how do they prepare? And they're stuck in the tribulation, or the world's going to crash, or it's going to burn, and all of this. If Christ is coming again, woohoo, thank God. If the world's destroyed, I'm going to heaven. What does it matter? He's made a promise to be with us always. And if you go back this next week, and I ask that you go back and read the Gospel of Matthew and listen to the Gospel of Matthew, how it's told us that in our preparation for him, he comes to us, to be with us, where we are at, where we are walking, and what we are doing. That's our preparation, is to live in that promise. We can do no more. Because we do not know the day or the hour. The example that Jesus uses is Noah. And in many ways, he might be calling us to be Noah, people of faith like Noah. Now, I'm not saying we got a little rain in Southern California. That doesn't mean we're to go build an ark. If you want to go build an ark in your yard, good luck with the local civil authorities and your neighbors. But Noah went and built an ark because he was told to be obedient and to be faithful and do this. That's getting ready. He didn't know when the flood was going to come. He didn't know what was going to take place or what was going to happen when it happened. But he went and did and was ready. That's what we're called to do. For this season of Advent, over the next several Sundays, up until we get to Christmas Eve, prepare yourselves for Emmanuel, for God with us. Read the Gospel of Matthew and listen to how God is with you every single day as you live in that promise in preparation for his coming again. To God be the glory, now and forever. Amen.